Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Jim Downer, who is running for council in Midland. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? Name. Jim Downer. Age. Enough gas left in tank. Grin. Key members of family for support. My wife, daughter and grandson. They all give support and a viewpoint from a women's, middle-aged and family perspective on what generations are thinking, what is working and important to them. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? Georgian Bay and rich historical history. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? My municipal involvement in the past 20-plus years and knowing I still have more to contribute with knowledge and leadership. Midland Bay Landing is mired in controversy, involving contaminated land, residents wanting to protect parkland, developer visions for the future, and the municipality's choice for that developer. What is your stance on Midland Bay Landing? My stance is how I always vote. All consideration based on facts and the people of Midland's wishes and concerns. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? I have experience as chair and vice chair on all committees. I will be dedicated and work hard on any committee which the mayor would see my strengths as a benefit. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of ballots cast across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? Daily talking with voters and ensuring they understand the changes in this election on voting, and understand their voice is what matters. The biggest changes are the closest government to you. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? Speeding. I think residents are aware of this as I receive more calls on this than any other, but it is not being addressed. I would like to see a discussion and plan to combat this. The province is planning for a population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? I will proactively support improving our infrastructure and upgrading where necessary to accommodate future growth. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? Working closely with our local MPP to ensure our concerns are communicated through the proper channels for change. During my term as mayor, we implemented a program to help at street level. This program was successful. Would consider another similar program suited for the issues and concerns of today. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? Replacement of underground infrastructures where urgently needed. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? Something I would have to research. Once you complete your 4-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? I would like best to be remembered as person who is approachable, listened, led and made a difference in the community for all Midland residents.